Bank of Carter. This is Sam.
Hey, Sam. What's going on, brother?
Oh, hey. What's up, Wayne? How you doing?
Doing great, man. Doing great.
Nice. Hey, I'm working on trying to get something in place for you. So what I did is I didn't want to run your credit until I actually know that I'm going to have something for you. So I'm at that point, and I'm trying to take a look at the credit. Looking at stuff, I'm going to be judging just on the cash flow. I'm going to be able to get something for you. But when I look at the credit, I'm trying to get it through Experian, and it's not showing up. It's kind of looks like, do you have like a block on your credit for like a fraud protection or anything like that?
And no, but I do tell you what I did do. I just open up like an Equifax thing for the part of my credit. Because I told you my score is low.
Yeah.
It's extremely low. So,
yeah, and that's why I didn't want to run it until I know, because,
right.
You know, you
well,
don't...
Right here at the end, as soon as next week comes, I'm paying this dude like $2,000 to try to repair my credit. And
yeah.
He had me open up an Equifax account. And I don't know if that does it or what it does, but I can get you into it.
Okay. Let me see. Let me
go to Equifax and it'll give you a login.
Okay. Do you want to try it right now?
I ain't there. I'm out here in my yard feeding my dogs, getting ready to leak. But it'll be very simple.
Okay.
I get you in, it'll show you my credit.
Yeah. And
from the three major things or whatever.
Yeah. Now, the issue for me is, I mean, I understand that, but for my underwriting department, they require that the report comes from us. So, I guess, did you didn't set up a fraud protection or anything like that? Because that's kind of the message that I'm getting out of it.
No, I didn't, but the other guy might have.
Yeah, okay.
Because he had me set it up, and he had me put a password in it. So, I mean, it very well may be possible.
Okay, let me see. So, okay, how about this? I'm seeing on the application, I have your... give me one second, I'm going to pull it up here, sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, so, on the application, I have your address as 199 Vaughn's Way, right? Is that where you are?
That is correct. Uh-huh.
Was that a pretty recent move?
Well, it was, but you got to understand, I got two houses. Like I told you, with my wife, she lives in another house. So if you've got 120 Sunset Drive, Youngsville,
that
would be me too.
And that might be that I might be able to get it with changing it to that address, because one of the messages that it's giving me is there's like a fraud shield, and then it also says that the address that I punched in, it wasn't verified. So perhaps we might still be working on the other address.
Try it and see, because I don't know this other guy. I got his phone number if you want it. And he just happened to come with one of these cash advance places. I ran like 10 people at one time last week.
Oh,
I shotgunned it out there.
Yeah.
And this dude, he worked with one of those firms, and he said, look, your score's low. We have a credit repair department. Of course, they charge a fee for it. If they didn't, I'd really be scared of them, you know? So the simple fact that I got to pay them makes me feel better, because everybody that knows what you're doing, you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, you're
going to
get, yeah. Yeah, you're paying for a service, so you want
right.
The service to actually be real.
For real. So with that being said, he might have locked it down just to keep me from keeping searching. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think that might be a possibility. Okay, how about this? What's the address? What's that other address for you? You said it's 120.
120 Sunset Drive, Youngsville, North Carolina. Because I still own the house.
Okay.
I mean,
do you know?
Her,
do you know what the zip code is on that?
My name, 27596. Her name and my name is on that house. Her name and my name is on the house I live in.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And we're not separated. We're not legally separated. We're not legally divorced.
I got you.
It works so much better like this. I'm going to tell you, it does. We ain't 15 minutes from each other.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm getting the same thing. I think he might have put something up to block it. It says fraud shield summary.
I can text him. I got a way to text him.
Okay.
I got his number, and I can ask him if he did. How do we get around it? He should be able to unlock it or what?
Yeah, he should be able to. You can let him know that I'm trying to see it on Experian.
Right.
And I don't want to try to pull it anymore because I don't want to do any inquiries or anything like that.
Right, because it'll unlock it more.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me hit him up right now and see, because you're actually the last person I'm waiting on.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. So let me hit him up and see what he says. I'd like to have you know, to hear what you got to say when you can come across with something.
Yeah,
I'm going to text him right now and call you right back. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Sounds good, Wayne.